This is not a test. This is your emergency broadcast system announcing the commencement of the annual purge.
Because I just went gay all of a sudden.
Weapons of class 4 and lower have been authorized for use during the purge.
We use words like honor, code, loyalty.
Government officials of ranking 10 have been granted immunity from the purge and shall not be harmed.
There is no racial bigotry here. Here you are all equally worthless.
Commencing at the siren, any and all crime, including murder, will be legal for 12 continuous hours.
You can act like a man! What's the matter with you?
Police, fire, and emergency medical services will be unavailable until tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. when the purge concludes.
General, would you care to step outside?
Blessed be our new founding fathers and America, a nation reborn. May God be with you all.
Are you trying to reprogram the warp core on the Enterprise?
The very slow sequence. Oh, so Moises responded back, Mas putos.
Mas putos. Oh, my goodness. Well, I can start by saying I'm sorry we had to drop an episode. We really tried not to have to do that. But it was completely unavoidable. Did you know that if your appraiser doesn't show up to appraise the house in time, there's nothing you can do? Like, if they say they're going to show up and they don't, there's no legal recourse?
That is, yes. Really? I did know that.
Yep. And did you also know that they can, like, basically extort you? Like, I heard, like, you agree, you know, an appraisal costs like $800, and you're like, but I need it done right away. And they're like, okay, well, if you give me $2,000, I'll do it right away. And so you give them $2,000, and then they don't bother showing up to do it. And again, you have no legal recourse. It's like the appraiser
money
mafia
back or nothing. Yeah. So we're going to start the Los Hermanos Pendejos house appraisal company.
You're right.
We will be right there.
Sure. I mean, a gig where I can charge whatever I want. Nobody can tell me what to do, and there's no consequences if I don't show up.
Yeah.
It sounds like Congress.
I think.
Damn.
I think these bathroom and these kitchen may cost a 20, no, 40,000.
As they hold up their thumb. Anyway, that's why we couldn't do episode last week, is because I didn't even have a place to record. At all.
You were in limbo? In recording limbo? Like,
yeah, I did not have I was in a house with 11 people, bro.
Bro.
Yeah, 11
what
people.
What the fuck? Moises, what the fuck are you? What is this guy on? Sorry.
Uh-oh.
I'm talking with our boy Moises on the IG.
All right, and with that.
I don't know if he's trying to do. He's trying to do.
Maybe he's in
text.
Maybe he's in his cups.
Good are you? Are Lord. You? Are you messaging him right now? You're DMing
yeah,
right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, right
he
now.
He was asking if we were recording locker rooms. So
yeah,
was like,
he
yeah,
yeah,
trying to.
At this moment, at this very, we're trying to.
This is before you came in. So like at like 8:38, he goes, bros, with a bunch of S's.
Yeah.
You doing your locker room? And I said, we're trying to, waiting on Marco as usual. Sorry, Marco. I just call it like it is. And then he says, mas putos.
God forbid I got to work.
Yeah, mas putos.
Mas putos. And I said, oh, he just joined us. Ha ha. And then he goes, ha ha, tell him I said mas putos. And then I'm going to try to pronounce what he typed, but
by the way,
actual words.
By the way, which means more whores.
More whores.
Is it more, comma, whores? Like, I want more episodes, you whores? Is
yeah, more whores.
I guess. Yeah,
dance for me, you fucking monkeys.
Yeah, yeah. What I'm trying to say is I have no idea what contents he's using there. It's just like, more whores. All right.
Okay. And then, tell him I said more whores.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said also, WPULD is one word. Whoopled. Donthwa, D-O-N-T-H-W, rubber ducky tattoo. And that's why I was like, what the fuck? And then he said, would do the.
Oh,
and then put so the asterisk.
I'm pretty sure that means Moises follows Marco on Instagram.
And then he says, I'll be as tribute.
So Moises is volunteering to get the rubber ducky tattoo as tribute. I speak drunk text.
Yes.
Yeah, apparently you do. The fucking drunk whisper. Oh, I guess you had to deal with enough.
I was a cop,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah. Had to deal with enough drunks.
Yeah, right. Anyway, man. Well, on that note, welcome to the locker room. I'm Tom.
I'm Matthew.
I am Cleveland Brown, and I am here to say.
And we are Los Hermanos Pendejos Mas Putos.
Right. Yeah, apparently we're
going to add the Mas Putos.
Mas Putos. Mas Putos, por favor.
Los Mas Putos. The more horse.
Remain seated, please.
Los Mas Putos, por favor.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry if I'm a little out of it this week. Those of you who've been following us on social media know it's been a pretty terrible week. I had to put my dog down, and then one of my...
I didn't know that part.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
I had to put Jack down.
Oh, man.
Yeah. He just... 10-year-old German Shepherd, 95 pounds. He was just... It was just...
Yeah.
I think, honestly, like, he was already on his way out having a rough time before we left, and then the drive up here plus the 2 days when we got here, it just was too rough on him. So we got back into the house, and he just couldn't recover. And we even took him to the vet, and the vet was like, yeah, he's been around the block a time or two.
Yeah. At one point, you have to weigh the fact of, you know, putting him out of his misery and mm-hmm. and being selfish and hanging on to the dog for your own sake, and then the dog having to suffer. So that's a rough call, man. Because, man, well, Jack had a good run, though.
He had a good run. But then, not freaking 2 days later, I get the call that one of my first trainees at the police department, when I became a training officer, was shot and killed in the line of duty. So it's been a week, man. I'm not gonna lie, it brought up some stuff for me, and I'm gonna try and be as funny as I can tonight. So I don't know, we'll see. It's a pretty funny topic regardless. So.
yeah
Oh yeah, yoy. Seriously.
So I have a little rant I just want to get out of the way with real quick, and then we can carry on.
Go fire.
I'm so over all this. I'm so over all this COVID shit, and I saw the fucking the straw that broke the. It was just it was the cherry on the sundae of fucking stupidity so far. I'm driving home. There is, and I have to qualify this, what appears to be a woman, because it is in the Hollywood area, and you just honestly don't know. Right. What appears to be a woman.
Fair. That's fair.
On a moped.
Okay.
Right in the street, going south on Highland.
Mm-hmm.
From Santa Monica Boulevard, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cruising along, doing the speed limit. Sundress, purse over the shoulder, nice blue fucking, it was a Vespa, it wasn't a moped, a nice blue Vespa, right?
Hipster scooter.
Clean little scooter.
Little hipster, go ahead.
Yeah. No helmet, right? California has a helmet law, whatever. I rode in Arizona, there was no helmet law, so I rarely... wore one, but no helmet, but cool. Do you wearing a fucking mask
yep
on the Vespa with no helmet
yes
on Highland Boulevard
yes.
I drive like an asshole, everybody else does out here too, and I was like, I'm done, stop the planet, I want off, I'm done.
I've never understood that, people that drive in their cars with a mask on and gloves.
Yeah.
And just, you're in your car.
I see him in the convertible with the fucking top down with the fucking mask on. Like, bro, really?
It kind of makes more sense in a convertible than in a regular car where you can roll up the windows, but still it's retarded. And I'm just saying, if you're driving around in your car wearing a mask and gloves all by yourself, that's like going to bed at night wearing a condom alone.
Yep, just in case. Hey, you might get fucked.
Oi. Well, speaking of getting fucked,
I was just gonna ask. I'm like, hey man,
did that on purpose again. You guys gotta recognize I'm the Segway King.
I'm just like, speaking of getting fucked, how are those gas prices right now?
Oh yeah.
They're always fucked out here though. It's the East Coast. It's really getting hit hard. You're honestly closer to it than I am.
We're okay. We're in petroleum country over here. We're oil country.
All that the whole pipeline getting shut down.
That's what cracks me up though, is you see these pictures of all this stupid ass ways that people are trying to hoard gas. My favorite was somebody sent me a video of a woman pouring the gasoline into a grocery bag from Walmart.
What?
Yep. I saw that.
Oh, she had a grocery bag and she's literally pouring the gas into the grocery plastic bag. It was terrible business.
And she ties it. That's retarded.
Oh, yeah, for sure. 100%.
Double bags it, puts it in the trunk.
Yep.
Yeah. Gasoline's kind of corrosive when it comes to, you know, recyclable plastics like that. Yeah. Just throwing that out.
And those bags aren't the strongest material around anymore.
They even tell you when storing gasoline, you have to be careful, even in the gas cans itself. Like, they tell you do not just open and store it at all times in your trunk. Much as a fucking Walmart bag.
Right.
Yep. So yeah.
I mean, use a Folgers coffee can for crying out loud. I mean, where's your
RIP to her?
Like fucking abuelita's, you know, gatherings of bacon fat that's set on the windowsill forever.
No, honestly, down here, I don't even look at the gas prices when I fill up. I have my one gas station that I always go to that is the most reasonable in the area, but I don't look at it because I usually get gas in the morning before work and I just don't want to piss myself off. I know it's expensive. It's for something. It's I don't know. It's got to be damn near $5.
Is it really that high right now?
Yeah,
I saw a friend,
when I left, it was like in the $4.30 $4.40 range.
That's crazy, dude. Like,
I'll pull up my little gas buddy app.
Hey, you know what, Marco? You know what gas was for me the other day when I filled up?
No,
$2.94.
Yep. I'm at two. I just filled up today at $2.49.
Yeah.
So, $2.49.
I mean, these are self-inflicted wounds, Matt. That's all we're saying.
By the rest of the assholes here, I didn't vote for that shit.
Well, are people still I'm talking about changing the pace, and as far as work wise, Matt, is Georgia still on the outs of the movie industry? People still pissed off at Georgia?
I don't know. $4.49.
They make it they get loud about being pissed off at Georgia, but then they go back to, you know, nobody wants to actually do anything good. They just want to make comments like they're going to do it good.
Yeah.
Although Tom Cruise did return his Golden Globes. What a.
Oh.
Yeah. Bet you he didn't return them Oscars, though.
No.
Because he doesn't have one.
Oh. Dots fired.
Oh, hey, shit. Tom, are you going to return them Oscars? Oh, that's right.
Yeah, my bad. He doesn't have one, huh?
Nope. Dude, and every time you see a movie like Magnolia or Jerry Maguire, especially Jerry Maguire, you could just see him like begging, like reaching for it, like overacting. The overacting is strong with that one.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
If there was ever going to be a movie where he deserved an Oscar, it was for Tropic Thunder.
Right? Oh, exactly. Yes. No, that was phenomenal.
Amazing.
That was so out of his box. Movie.
Right.
You seen that guy on Instagram that looks just fucking like him, and he makes a living being a Tom Cruise impersonator? Yeah, like, he's got the fucking, he's got the little crotch rocket, same fucking bike from Top Gun, the fucking flight suit, like all this shit. And his mannerisms, his the over the top laughing bullshit and the inappropriate, it's dead on. So that's good.
Awesome. That's awesome.
So good.
I mean, do you think Tom Cruise would date a tranny?
Do I think Tom Cruise would date a tranny?
Are you asking, has he dated a tranny, or what?
I'm saying, do you think he would date a tranny?
I think he already has.
I think if there was another super secret level to get higher than where he is in Scientology, he absolutely would.
I think,
like, if they were like, "Hey, Tom, if you want to really become super duper clear, like extra extra clear, you gotta go fuck that tranny."
Right. I think the ranking in Scientology is more important than the transsexualness of the person at this point.
Yeah.
But that leads us to our actual topic, which is, I shared with the boys just a headline. Oh. Just a headline.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just the headline.
Just the headline.
Hit me.
And the headline that I shared, which is, I didn't even know what to say about it, but it said, "Straight men must date trans women to combat hate," say activists.
Yeah. And the word that sticks out to me in that whole title, because I am never the person that will just read the headline or the little byline of a story and assume that I, you know, and not bother reading the whole thing. But at the risk of being that person, just in this headline alone, the word must.
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 Straight men must date trans women.
I like that word about as much as I like shall.
Why did they put trans women in quotes?
Right.
Isn't like, that like kind of offensive like saying, to the trans community?
Saying right? Like alleged to say basically yeah. Like saying alleged trans women, right?
Alleged yeah. Trans women.
Right.
Like if I was talking about my
you know what? That's probably why they're so called trans women, because they're trying to say that trans women are just women.
Okay. Well, then so, they should have been more bold and just said without the quotes. Because if I was talking to you guys, but yeah, my buddy, fucking Mike at work, he's, I do air quotes, a straight guy. Like you would assume that.
Now you're telling me he's gay.
Yeah, exactly.
But he's in the closet. So we should take a page out of Prince's playbook and call them the vaginas formerly known as penises.
There we go. Okay. There we go. There it is.
But you're telling me that as a straight man, I must be open to the idea of dating trans women. Guys, I cannot eat a fucking banana and make eye contact with somebody. Okay. I am that uncomfortable. I am that sure of myself.
Okay, so let's just start right here. Mm-hmm. I will go on the record mm-hmm. as saying that number one, mm-hmm. I would not date a tranny. And number two, if I dated someone and subsequently found out they were a tranny, I would sue.
misrepresentation.
Let me ask a question. Okay. How tight is the butthole?
Well, now, look, here's the thing I learned.
I'm just saying, how tight is the butthole?
Here's something I learned in prison.
If the sacks
don't slap, it's not quite as gay.
Okay. So if you reach, so if you, you can reach have, yourself from behind, or either duct tape it up, or you can reach yourself from behind and support your own boys. Well, there's a dark hole we're going down to. See what is there?
Yeah.
Dark hole.
No pun intended, right? Or if you have the person who's catching, just cup the balls up towards the belly button.
This is way more information than I needed.
No. We look. We're doing the man hours. We're doing the research.
We're doing the work. Okay, you're right. This is strictly for the audience. This is professional research here.
Hypothetically,
I learned in the Navy. It's not gay underway. Yeah, it's not gay underway. It's only queer back at the pier. So there's that loophole as well.
I've seen many a tranny, and I'm sure some of them have been pre-op and some of them have been post-op.
Yeah.
But I've never seen one where I've gone, oh, I'd hit that.
Right.
And I've seen a lot of them. I lived in LA for how long?
Oh, yeah. Oh, come down to my neighborhood in the Hollywood area.
I remember a girl named Misdemeanor.
Misdemeanor? Isn't that like a rapper, Missy Misdemeanor Elliot?
Well, she called herself like a roller derby Misdemeanor, or he. And then I remember Anaconda. I remember her.
That's I like that one, Anaconda.
Yeah, I remember her.
That's clever.
Yeah,
that's fucking clever.
Those are the only two names I can remember that I met, but I've never once said, "Oh, all right,
yeah.
What's up?" Not and once.
Here's the deal. I don't fucking care. You want to do that? Go ahead. I'm not going to attack you for it. I'm not going to make fun of you. I'm not going to call out some.
Oh, I'm going to make fun of you.
Well, no, I mean,
but just not to your face.
Yeah. But it's like, I don't care. Fine. But don't tell me that I have to now be open to dating you to combat the hate.
Yeah.
That's not how this works. That's not how any of this works. That's just being gay with extra fucking steps. That's all that is.
Wait,
right?
So are they saying that we don't have to be attracted to them? We just have to do it to combat the hate. So like, it doesn't matter that you're not attracted to them. It just matters that you do it for the political statement. Is that like, we don't, it's not saying you have to do it because if you don't, you're a trannyphobe. It's saying you have to do it to combat hate. So is that basically like taking one for the team?
Yeah. See, I don't, I'm so lost.
I was confused to what extent, like, you know, like are you saying like, it's going to be, you think it's mandatory for everyone to like, hey, get a tranny, see how it is. And then you'll learn.
Like
what's, have you dated a tranny today?
Right.
There's certain,
like a public service announcement.
there's certain women that I've just never been attracted to based on sure. certain things. And that's just my thing. We all have our own taste. You know, you, if you're straight, bi, tri, bi, binary, non-binary, but, oh, I got a joke. Sorry.
Okay. Go.
It's kind of on topic. How do non-binary ninjas assassinate people?
How do non-binary ninjas assassinate
people?
Go ahead.
They slash them.
I don't get it.
They slash them.
Oh my God.
Matt.
I was expecting a bigger return on that one. I'm not going to lie. I'm a little disappointed.
Okay. So here's one of the things I looked up. It says in a study of 348 regular, I'm not going to use the cisgender word. I hate that word. So I'm going to use regular. What is
that? I'm so confused by all that shit.
It means regular people.
Straight people. Why are we renaming shit? No,
people that don't identify as trans.
Okay.
Cisgendered. In other words, normal, regular people.
So that makes it seem like there's way more trans people out there, and the people that don't identify as trans are in this little group.
Cisgender, yes.
No, I'm just a straight white guy.
Yeah, you're a guy.
Why are we gonna fucking complicate shit?
Okay, so 348 regular college students were shown pictures of 48.
That's an oxymoron.
Regular members of the opposite sex. Each picture was randomly assigned a fake biography, which included whether the person in the picture was a tranny or not. The college students were asked to rate the attractiveness of the people in the pictures. The researchers found that participants were far less likely to find the people in the pictures attractive if they thought they were trans.
Gee, the question
that gets danced around, however, is, are all of these numbers indicative of transphobia? The answer, I believe, is clearly yes.
Okay, hold on. First of all, the word phobia, the definition of the word phobia, it's defined as an abnormal fear to something, an irrational yeah. fear to something, which right. means it's not. Okay. So I hate that word, transphobia. I'm not afraid of trans people, but if you show me a picture of Margot Robbie's headshot and right. say, this is a trans person, are you attracted to that? I would say no, because I know there's fucking twigs and berries down there and not a vagine.
Well, what if they're post-op?
No. You're still biologically a dude. Okay.
So now here's the interesting thing, right? Let me bring up this, because now we'll throw a little fly in the ointment.
Okay.
I thought that you were predisposed biologically to which gender you were attracted to. And right. therefore, if the person you're looking at is the same sex as you are, and you are not a homosexual, then you are not attracted to them. But if the person that you're looking at is, if you are homosexual, you can't control who you're attracted to because it's biological. And therefore, that's why you're biologically not attracted to women. So, ergo, if gay men aren't attracted to really butch bull dykes, they're transphobic.
How the tables turn.
Right. So isn't that a complete like hole in the whole? Isn't that like a major plot hole in the argument, which is
if you're
telling us, on one hand, you're saying we can't control that we're attracted to the same sex because we're biologically gay.
I was born that way.
It's not your fault. Can't control it. Great. Okay, so let's assume for a minute that we've proven that scientifically, which we haven't, but let's assume we have.
Okay.
Then shouldn't that logic apply and I be able to say, hey, time out. You told me this is a dude and I'm not attracted to dudes biologically because you told me that who you're attracted to is biological. So you can't call me transphobic. I can't help that I'm transphobic. I'm biologically transphobic.
That's pretty strong.
I
hate
the word phobic. Yeah, I get what you're saying though. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it should be. It has to go. It has to be applied across the board because right. that's like me telling.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's like me telling a lesbian, like, hey, no, straight white men are really under attack right now. In case you haven't been on social media or watching the news, so I think to combat that, you as a lesbian, you have to date great white men.
Yeah. You should see
how well that would go over.
Yeah. Really, to just to prove to everybody that not all straight white men are bad, I think you as a lesbian should date a straight white man.
Absolutely. It's just your duty.
Solidarity. You got to prove that.
Or else you're part of the problem if you don't.
Because you really do want to be a straight white man. So why don't you? And seriously, though, look up famous lesbian couples and you'll find one of two things. One, the older they get, the more they look alike. Like, you know, and like kind of dogs and their owners, how dogs and their owners start right, to look similar. Right. But two, I've looked at a lot of pictures like Rosie O'Donnell and her girlfriend. And there seems to be this thing where a lot of these lesbian couples, one of them looks like they're being held hostage in all the photographs. There's always one girlfriend who's like, this is my girlfriend. And the other girlfriend that's like, hi.
I like to look
at them. Help me with her eyes and more.
Help me. I like to look at them as like the Sith and the Sith Lord looking.
The rule of two.
The rule of two, right?
Sith. Are we doing another? Is this another Star Trek reference?
Shut your dirty hole.
Just shut up. Just shut up during these parts.
Is there a way to block him just during?
Drink your drink, man. Drink your drink. Drink the happy juice.
Mm-hmm. I don't understand. Explain it to me. You can't have it both ways. Either you're biologically attracted to people of the same sex, right?
Yeah.
And if you want to say gender is a construct, fine. You can have that. I'll say that gender roles nowadays that we don't have, like women are more capable of doing things because of, you know, modern conveniences. Before it was like the men are strong, they go out and hunt, the women have the babies and they breastfeed, so they stay home and take care of the babies. It was kind of a necessary thing when you're talking cavemen or the wheel or
right.
You know, ancient civilizations. But as technology and science has progressed to where, you know, it kind of has equaled the playing field, which is why I love guns so much. Guns are a thing that a woman can carry with her that equals the playing field if a big ass dude comes to rape her.
Great right? equalizer.
Yep. Yeah. So, you know, you've got these roles, and I'll give you that. The roles have evolved and men are able to stay at home more and take care of their kids because women are able to go into the workplace and get jobs that where they're, you know, I have a friend, he's a stay at home house husband.
Yeah. I mean, shit, we get through the union. I get fucking, I don't know how many months of paternity leave. I get paid to stay home just like the woman would to bond with the kid. So that's a great fucking thing.
Yeah. So there's positives. But at the same time, like if you're telling me that we're not talking about biology, wait a minute. Most of the people that support transgender rights are also the same people that are all about like global warming, and they say the science is settled, and if anybody disagrees with them, you know, how dare you science denier. And then I come along and I go, well, there's X chromosomes and there's Y chromosomes, and they only combine in like so many combinations normally, and they'll give me this shit about Down syndrome and you know, all the, like those are aberrations that happen in any system, right? You're going to end up with two-headed snakes, and you're going to end up with, you know, you're going to end up with two-headed girls. I don't care. Everybody goes conjoined twins, and I go, it's one body with two heads. It's a two-headed girl, right? Yeah. I don't remember what comedian said that, but at what point are we?
Let's use the ones where you're like actually two body, and you're still attached, like at the side, and right, you're not like sharing.
Duck
if
on
you're not
you
sharing
movie.
A heart, yeah, yeah. Right.
You know, you got to have more than the normal a number of limbs to be considered two people connected in the middle.
Right.
Or even the, you know, when they share one brain. Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. Right?
Those twins that were connected at the brain. I just want to know if they can hear each other's thoughts.
Or if it's just a thought, like, how is that two people? Like what?
Yeah. And I guess the two headed girl, the twins, the two brains, but one body. I guess there is some evidence that they can hear each other's thoughts.
Well, yeah, like, you're still connected at the, I mean, you still have your nerves, individual brain stems, but at some point that
they touch somewhere.
Yeah.
So the transfer.
What if one has to pee and the other doesn't? Like, how does it? Oh God, that's a whole other topic.
Yeah. I wonder, like, if one of them feels the urge to pee, like, and the other one doesn't, like,
yeah.
Like, oh, hey, I just wanted to let you know we have to go pee. Oh, okay. I didn't know. I couldn't feel it. You know?
What if like one's horny and the other one isn't?
Ew, gross.
I'm just saying. happens.
I mean, is it if they both want to date different dudes? Do those two dudes have to?
How wild would that be?
They have to share the one body.
Will you just bag one head? You like bag the other, not like a plastic bag, like one of those like spit mask things, so they can still, you know, like one of those black hoods. You know, you just throw that right over the other head. Like how does
or
that
or work? Get like a cardboard box where you notch out for the neck, and then it creates this little like partition.
Yeah.
With some Bose Quiet Comfort noise canceling.
And then does one head control one side of the body and the other head controls the other side of the body?
I don't know. But seriously, like with the trans thing, okay, I'll give you that the skirts, if guys want to wear skirts and look feminine, that's on them. I wouldn't, but that, you know.
Yeah, do you. I don't
do
care.
You.
Yeah,
I really, I'm the first person to say, just leave me alone. So I'll leave you alone. And as long as I'm not mean to you, to your face, does it really matter what I say behind your back? No.
Yeah.
Cause you're going to say some shit about me being a cop or me being a straight white male, or, you know, that's just life. That's tribalism. But to tell me that now I have to be attracted to a dude that decided to surgically mutilate his genitals.
Or leave him as is, right? Cause there's some.
Or leave him as is.
Does what's his nuts? Fucking Jenner boy.
I think he had the surgery.
He did.
He had the surgery. Yeah.
He's running for governor. He's like fucking for real about this shit too.
By the way, do you know what you call the surgery that turns a woman into a man?
No.
A strapadictomy.
Oh boy.
Anyway, it boggles my mind, and I'm not going to do it. And I'm going to use your argument. It's biologically impossible for me to be attracted to another dude.
And how is that going to, for you can't beat the tolerance and inclusion drum while forcing somebody to be tolerant and inclusive of something. Now, just because I don't want to date a transgender person, just because I don't, you know, that's just not me. That doesn't mean that I hate that person or I'm afraid of that person.
It's not hate and it's not fear.
There's no phobia there. There's no hate there. There's just you go do you over there. Don't try to shove your shit down my throat and I won't punch you in the face. It's as simple as that, really.
Right. You do you over there. I'll do me over here. And then on the stuff we agree on, let's just go hang out and not worry about it.
Yeah.
You know, that's the simplest thing in the world.
That's pretty fair. People, it's just crazy how things have gotten, the hypocrisy that I want you to do this, but don't make me do this.
Yeah.
It goes back to Eddie Murphy being like, I have some gay friends and I'm like, hey, I'm going to go home and, you know, I'm going to watch some TV. What are you going to do? I'm going to go home and suck a dick. Okay. Bye. Bye.
Here's my thing. I don't care who you fuck. I don't care who you pray to. And I don't care who you vote for. Just don't be a dick.
Oh, no, I do care who you vote for because that shit affects me.
Well, but I mean, in the grand scheme of things, like, I'm not just going to say like, oh, all of party whatever are assholes and just arbitrarily group, you know, everybody in on the fringe factor of that. I don't care about those things. Just I care about how you treat me and how you treat those around you.
And dogs.
And dogs,
very important. But
people don't mind their own business enough. And people don't understand there should be consequences for not minding your own business.
Correct.
Like, we need to go back to the good old-fashioned rap in the mouth.
It's, you know, and go back to the whole social media thing. Everybody thinks that it's just like, you know, it's possible for you to just see something and not say something. It's possible for you to just, it costs $0 to just mind your own business. And you see something you don't like, unless it's directly, you know, affecting your quality of life or a threat to you. But you see a trans person walking down the street shaking that shit. You don't have to say anything. You don't have to act on that.
You can just mind your own
fucking business.
You don't have to disrespect. You don't have to praise. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to do anything.
Yeah. And on the flip side of that, don't you dare tell me that I have to do something when I see somebody like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
That's just as bad. That's just as fucking wrong.
That's correct.
Exactly. Well, it's a friend of mine posted a picture online of a letter or a hiring job announcement from the Jim Henson company looking for puppeteers that want to go to a inclusive 3-week puppeteering academy. And it literally
sounds dirty. That sounds dirty already.
It says we want LGBT people of color and women of all backgrounds. So pretty much what you've said is you want everybody but white guys.
You don't want any straight white guys.
Right. So how is that not fucking racist?
How is that okay?
Right.
Well, because their argument is they're making up for all of these years of all this other shit that other people did that have nothing to do with me.
Right. So it's just our turn.
It's our turn.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, it's your turn to be. No, it's not how this works. You don't fight racism with racism.
I'm okay with this.
You would.
Speaking from the Hispanic delegation, I'm okay with you guys picking the strawberries now.
Hey, I'm Matt and I are both Irish. We've had our time in the bucket.
Yeah, what about our people? Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
I'm just saying, I'm half Irish, half Italian. Crack open a fucking history book and see what happened to my people way back when.
Half of your people were on the wrong side of World War II, but let's not go there. But you know, I'm going to use their own argument against them. It's like, okay, they say, well, okay, so Irish people were treated poorly, but that didn't happen to you, so you can't be offended by it. Excuse me.
Oh, how the tables turn.
I seem to recall recent conversations about reparations.
Yeah.
And how people that have not been affected by slavery at all whatsoever are asking for money. So, did I miss the memo? Are we not allowed to go back 300 or 400 years and declare the oppression of our ancestors, or are we? I just want to know.
Yeah, because if so, I'm due for some fucking dollars and cents too.
Right.
Yeah, you are right.
Damn it.
You do. I'm sorry. I bet you union. You're doing all right.
No, I'm in the hood now, dude. This the whole area by the Grove here. It's a fucking shit show.
Well, you're still in California, so yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but no, some guy decided to shoot his girlfriend in the apartment complex right down by the Grove there. And yeah.
Was she out of the kitchen?
I think what happened was she fucked up her last sandwich, gentlemen.
Again, to all our female listeners, that is mailbag@locker room.
Oh, no. I could get way worse than that on those jokes. You know that.
That is going to be attention, Matt.
Yeah.
Attention, Thomas.
For anybody who got offended by that and doesn't know what a joke is, you can go ahead and email me, and I will. I'm so behind on emails. Guys, I'm sorry. Been just fucking doped up and laid up and stressed, and I'll get to the emails.
One of my favorite responses to that is, it's a joke, not a dick. Don't take it so hard.
Yep.
That's one of my favorites.
Yes, sir.
You know what? Don't this the tranny thing and the inclusiveness thing and all that. It's also as ridiculous as the Mother's Day thing. The birthing person.
Oh, my God. Did I send that to you guys?
You did.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Thank you for bringing that up.
Birthing
person. I'm pretty sure there's only one type of birthing person in this world. That's a biological woman.
Yeah. Unless you're a fucking seahorse.
Yeah, but I said person.
Right. No, I'm just saying in our whole wide world, unless you're a fucking seahorse, if you're birthing an offspring, you are in fact a woman. You are then a mother.
Who was that supposed to include or exclude? No, I guess it wouldn't be excluding, because I guess they made that move in order to include. Who was being excluded?
I don't know.
I think if you're a trans man but still have your vagine, you can be a father who gives birth, is what they're saying.
No, you're a woman who gave birth. Still, you're still the female of the species.
I know. I agree with you. But this is where I get called a freaking bigot for saying that those people are science deniers.
Is it one of those things where, you know, they're trying to say, like, for Father's Day, single mothers should be recognized, and for Mother's Day... Hold on.
All right. All right.
He's asking for a friend.
Right? Okay, so theorizing. No, sorry. No, I was going to say, I wonder if. I wonder if.
Okay. I think this is it. Yeah, get man off that ledge.
Oh, crap, dude. No, I'm saying, like, I wonder if this is one of those. When you think about it, is it cock blocking that maneuver? Is it cock blocking the maneuver where they're saying, like, well, on Father's Day, if you're a single mother, then you should be recognized. And on Mother's Day, if you're a single father, you should be recognized. Is it, do you guys think it's.
Oh, no, single fathers don't get to be recognized on Mother's Day.
I remember
that. Well, we need to start that movement.
Oh, no, that's the thing is, I think if you look it up, I think there was that movement was started in reaction to. People say, or women saying, or I hate to say people. Yeah,
so why not just have Single Parents Day?
That's what I'm saying.
You know, the problem is there's too many days. Every fucking day.
Oh, no, I agree. Let's just take away all the days.
It's Glazed Donut Day, International Fucking Puppy Day, International Love Your Sister Day, International.
We should have one, like, National Hero Day instead of President's Day and Martin Luther King and all that stuff. Just have one National Hero Day.
Hero Day. Okay. Right?
Well, no, because I still want my union holidays that are spread out throughout the year.
Where
the double standard comes out. We see.
Well, no, I'm all for, you know, President's Day. But look, you're saying, look, the President's Day, Memorial Day is coming up. That's okay. Important. What should stand alone? Labor Day should stand alone.
No, we can get rid of Labor Day.
It's another three day you're giving up, though. Why?
Why? I'm just saying, if we're getting rid of days, that one can go.
No, it's fucking. That's the day. That's literally the day you work for to have off.
Right,
Labor Day.
Labor Day.
It's like you, Labor
you work
day.
The rest of the year, so you can have like this one. Hey, buddy. Hey, thanks for working so hard. Okay, we're gonna go ahead and give you this long weekend so you can just use randomly. Okay.
How about all the fucking people that don't work so hard have to go to work for the people that do that day? That's a
no, Labor because day. Everybody thinks they're the fucking best at their job. That's the fucking problem too.
Oh, really? Is that why the president had to tell everybody get off unemployment and go back to fucking work?
Dude, I'll tell you what. I know we don't want to get political on here, but I have to say this one thing. If I hear that motherfucker say one more fucking time after he speaks when they're asking questions, I'm not supposed to answer those questions. I'll get in trouble. Bitch, you're the fucking president. Who's fucking handling you? If I hear our president say one more time, I can't answer that. I'm not supposed to. I'll get in trouble. By who?
Well, his VP is a woman of color, so she probably went to that Jim Henson's puppet class, and she's up to she's up to her elbow in the guy's ass, working his mouth like a fucking Kermit the Frog.
Man,
hi, I'm
Joe Biden. I need to meditate more because I'm going to commit a felony soon. Yay!
We're going to cure COVID. Yay!
Heel to the chief. Oh my God. It's a double standard all the way around. It's a double standard on the, I mean, okay. So let's do that with something else. So if it's not mother, it's birthing person, right?
Birthing person.
So it's not father, it's insemination person.
Wait, so are they saying the word mother is that what they're trying to get rid of?
It's not happy Mother's Day. It's happy birthing person.
Just like how on like the female bathrooms, it'll say woman, WOMEN for women.
Yeah.
And then underneath it, it'll say
WOMXN.
MXN. Like, what the fuck? How do you even pronounce that? Is it a Z? Is it a H sound? Is it a...
I believe you still pronounce it the same way. It's just a visual representation of...
So the word trans. Men isn't in there?
No, so it's like for X-Men.
I thought it was get rid of the word man. You know, like you can't have a police man, it's a police officer. Not a fireman, it's a firefighter. Yeah, what are the other ones they've switched over?
Well, secretary to the personal assistant and
stewardess
flight attendant.
Yeah, right.
Which is bullshit because the word steward, server. Go get me a double. I don't care what you call yourself.
Are you ready to pay $17 for it these days? Shit. If they even serve alcohol on the plane, a lot of times they don't now.
They serve alcohol. When I flew up to Vegas, I got we were first class too, so they kind of.
Yeah, but that's a flight more. To Vegas. They want you liquored up.
Well, even when I fly to Europe and shit,
I mean,
from that's Los a Angeles. Long that's a long flight.
That's a long flight.
Yeah. I was gonna say, like, when you go from fucking LA to Vegas, it's like you go up, you get started drinking, you go back down. That's it. That's it.
You get in your seat in first class, you have two drinks and a snack, and then you go up. You have two more drinks.
Next time you mention this first class, put your pinky up in there, bitch. You know what I'm saying? Put the pinky up in there.
It's nice. It's nice to be able to do that.
It's still Vegas.
I wish I could do it all the way to Europe. That'd be fucking great. Just expensive.
For sure. I don't see the whole birthing person, insemination person, or a lawn mowing person, or whatever the father's going to be.
What's something more than insemination person? Like insemination
specialist?
purple headed yogurt squirter? Nutbuster?
Buster Chucker?
Right?
Hallway Apple Hawaii maker?
Hallway opener?
Hey, Marco, because I know we got to start whining. We have to start our descent now. We're almost to Vegas.
Please return your trays into the upright position. We are going to be landing the podcast shortly.
Yes. Unless you're in first class, continue to do whatever the fuck you want.
Do you guys hear this great quote from Mike Tyson about people on social media?
Yeah, we literally had a podcast about that.
That's where I heard it from.
We brought it up on a podcast.
where I heard it from. It was from this a discussion within this group.
Yeah. Mike Tyson uses Facebook.
So Marco, I know you were busy at work all day and you don't have the luxury like we do to be on your phone.
Gloved up and fucking touched
over and
all day.
So on the gram today, I put up on the locker room podcast thing, and I want to get your take on it, because you have a different career path than
I take incoming.
So I put this little meme up. It says, "What gives people feelings of power?" And has Skeletor roaring, and I stole it from Gruntworks, but I left their shit on there, so they still get credit. It said money, little graph money has a little bar, mm-hmm. status has mm-hmm. a little bit more, and then sending the new guy for a tool that doesn't exist with it all the way, like that's the best. And so I put some, so I wanted to get everybody's feedback, and there's been some great ones as far as like what everybody said, and I put mine out there. I said, you know, I was always a fan of sending the FNG, which for those of you who don't know stands for fucking new guy. This is, you know, in the Navy times, to get a left-hander crescent wrench, because all the tools are serial numbered on there. They're all numbered on there. So you send the FNG, go give me a left-hand crescent wrench.
Right. Yeah. And
grabs one. The guy at the tool lockout knows what's going on. Hands crescent wrench, comes up. I glance at it, see what the number is. Mother, you fucking idiot. Go give me a fucking left-hand crescent wrench. What the fuck is the matter with you? Hurry the fuck up. You know, and 3-4 times. And the guy in the tool lockout is standing the same fucking crescent wrench. So there's that one. The overhead buffer, because that's what you call the ceiling. You would never buff that. 3 feet of gig line. Everybody knows what your gig line is.
Gig line is your line between your fly and your shirt.
Yes, your shirt, keeping that all straight. 3 feet of gig line. A bucket of prop wash. That's a good one. That's the Army and the Marine equivalent to go get a bag of Humvee exhaust.
Right.
Blinker fluid. But my all-time favorite would be to send somebody down to the boiler room for a BT punch. Now in the Navy, BT, if that's your job, it's a boiler tech. So they would invariably, the old salt, the old fucking salts down there, the boilers, these are like the fucking snipes of the ship. These guys stay down there. They're a whole different species of people.
You gotta like feed them a goat when you pass. Yeah.
So you send this fucker down there.
You're describing like fucking Gollum or Schmeagol down there, you know what I'm saying? Like,
they're fucking wackadoodles. Those guys in bubbleheads, fuck, man. But you send them down there and, you know, I came in, I need a BT punch. And the old salts would play along and just fucking drill a motherfucker. Just get a boiler tech punch.
Yeah.
So hazing-wise in the tattoo world, Marco, is there any...
It's
carpenters will send somebody to get a board stretcher and
it's called an apprenticeship.
Yeah, but what types of things do you do?
Do you have him try to go get some, like, is there a play
like a left-handed on, tattoo gun or a,
yeah, some shit like that, know? Like hand me my left hand, you know,
no, needle, or
go get me the invisible
paint. Oh man, there is, if you fuck, we don't, there's not really much in the tattoo world that we can go send somebody within the shop and say, like, you know, go get me, like,
yeah most shops aren't that big.
No, and it's not like, it's pretty straightforward. If you tell somebody to get you a certain size needle, like, you know, go get me an eight needle, there's such a thing. So it's like to make up something that they have to go search for. But as far as hazing is concerned, yeah. So you guys know the Thermofax paper, that purple transfer paper that we make our stencils with. All right.
Yeah, well, the carbon copy.
Yeah.
Carbon copy. So, yeah. For all of us, Gen X kids.
So, what we do, what has happened in the past, is if you have a motherfucker that you tell them to do something and they're either fucking off, not, you know, on their phone, not listening, or they fuck up something. One of the most common, well, back when I was coming up, all the grips, are the, we call them tubes, but either the barrels or what actually holds the tattoo needle used to be made out of stainless steel. And you have to scrub them clean, and they're a pain in the ass to scrub because you have to get every single last bit of ink out of every inside corner of them. So you had lazy motherfuckers or apprentices that didn't do it right. And then they go through the autoclave, which means that they bake it over 200 degrees, and then that ink is now caked on there. You go to break it open to use it. It's dirty. You can't use it. So you have to send them back to scrub it again. So this is one of the most common things that they fuck up, that or get to the shop late, or get it. Get a sandwich run done wrong. And you would get a whole sheet of that purple magic carbon transfer, and you would spray their face with green soap, and then you would lay the entire sheet across the entire face and basically make a member of the Blue Man Group. It was a purple man group. These poor bastards. We have made somebody stand outside in their chonies and a wife beater doing, okay. Doing jumping jacks in the front of the shop. Nice. I myself was sent on runs. I myself was sent on runs to go pick up random shit. It was all shit that was like legit and neatest. And it didn't send me to a fucking Radio Shack to go try to find this ridiculous like transformer that they weren't even going to use. But I had to do a bunch of errands for a bunch of fucking people. Bunch of food runs. Oh.
Okay. So it's the normal, just.
It's, like, yeah, it's the normal shit. There's no deal.
Abuse by a master to an apprentice.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty much like that. I mean, we've done the send a person out for one sandwich at a time. Oh, you know what? I am hungry. And sandwich does sound good. Can you go back and get me, you know, a pastrami and cheese? Fantastic. They come back. The other artist, oh, dude, that looks so good. Hey, brother, I'll buy your lunch too because you got to go again. But here you go. Can you go get me one of those as well? Just like that, but change the cheese to cheddar. Then the person comes back and the owner of the shop goes, oh, you guys ordered lunch without me? Who the fuck went? Oh, this guy went. You know, the apprentice went, you didn't fucking ask me? Oh, shit. Now you have to go get me my lunch and pay for it.
Nice.
Oh.
So I wish it was more like go get the blinker fluid or.
Yeah, I was just curious because I genuinely didn't know, so I figured why not ask on here so everybody else gets entertained.
Yeah, I'm sorry guys, I wish there was like a funnier one, go get a left-handed tattoo machine. Well, there are left-handed tattoo machines, they actually exist. The crossbar is on the opposite side is normal, so it's balanced for somebody who's left-handed. But that's on the coil machines. That's like on the old machines, not the rotary machines. Okay, I'm going down the rabbit hole of tattooing. Never mind.
I was just thinking we should just go back to killing all left-handed people and just be done with it and not have to worry about changing ship. Whatever.
Still like Sparta, throw them off a cliff when they're born.
Why the fuck not?
Did you identify a left-handed person? Bye.
Yeah.
Oh my god, here. What hand do you hold your sword in? This one. This is Sparta.
Boom. Front kick.
Yeah. You know, all the police hazing, they don't allow a lot of it anymore, but the ones they do still allow is all based on safety. So like you pull up to a stop, you throw the car in park, you turn your lights off, you turn the engine off, and you look at the rookie and you go, I've just been shot. You need to get on the radio and tell them exactly where we are.
Oh, so, to see who's paying attention.
Where are we?
Nice.
And they go, and then you know they don't know what street they're on. They don't. They were just fat, dumb, and happy all night. And then then you go, get the fuck out. And they got to get out and run all the way back to the corner to look at the street sign. Then they got to run all the way back to the car. And then they got to keep track of the block so they know we're in the 600 block, the 800 block, the whatever of whatever street. And then if they're really stupid and it's, you know, a second or third offense, you start driving.
Oh shit! Yeah, because that's your fucking life at the end of the day.
Right. Fucking... Then my dad said, he said, son, I said, yeah. He goes, I'm gonna tell you right now, when you start FTO, I said, yeah. He goes, know where you're at all times. So my FTO tried it, and I was like, we're in the 600 block of East Avenue. He's like, oh, all right. And so we kept going, and like 2 hours later, he's like, where are we? And I'm like, we're in the 400 block of Curb World. He's like, your dad was a cop. That's right. I forgot. And he didn't test me anymore.
Now, did your dad tell you that? Did he get got? Did your dad, did they catch your dad
with that? No, they didn't catch him slipping. Oh, no, okay. They didn't catch him slipping either. But, that was for sure. And then, I didn't do this, but I heard of it being done. It was a training officer that took a dictionary, took like the vehicle code, took the penal code, took the health and safety code, took all the yearbooks for the last 5 years from the local high school, like just took all these reference phone books, everything that we had at the station, every big heavy book we had at the station, and he put them in a war bag, you know, a gear bag that looks just like everybody else's war bag that they have all their stuff in, and he set it down with his own war bag, and the rookie comes out and sees his FTO putting down this bag. And so he puts his bag right next to his FTO's bag. And so there's three bags there. And then the FTO, they go to briefing, they're done. And the training officer looks at the rookie and goes, go put our bags in the car. I'll be right out. So the rookie, of course, grabs all three bags and runs these bags out to the car, puts them in the trunk. And then the training officer will come out 2 or 3 minutes later. He'll open the trunk and he go, whose bag is that? You go, what bag? Well, that's my bag. That's your bag. Whose bag is that? I don't know. I thought it was your bag. Did you steal somebody's bag, boot? Right? Like you go through the whole thing. No. And the training officer unzips it and he opens it up and he goes, what the hell are you doing with all these books, boot? Are you that afraid you're going to get something wrong? I don't know where that bag came from. He goes, all right, I don't care. You have literally 2 minutes to get every single one of these books back in the station where they go and out here to hit patrol. And so then that boot has to run through the entire station, putting all those books back. Right. And I talked to an FTO who supposedly had done this, but I won't confirm or deny that it actually happened. And I said, so why did you do it to him? And he goes, because the entire time he was on training, he never had to ask me where any of those books were located.
Oh shit. That's right. Brilliant.
And I'm like,
all right,
you win.
Wow.
And that was the thing, he could do it because there was a training, like there was something involved in the hazing and the training of that young cop, just like making him run back and look at the street sign. It was kind of like, if you can justify why it's done and what the teaching
value is, absolutely,
then there you go.
So that's why I never got behind all the college bullshit, because they're doing this shit just because they can. Dicks,
yeah.
And be dicks to the younger ones that are trying to come up. And there's no real purpose.
Some of them. Okay. So I heard of one about the Doritos. You heard about the Doritos one?
No, but I have.
So they have you stand on chairs.
Oh yeah. They jump on
the pledges, stand on chairs, and they put cookie sheets of broken beer bottles below each chair.
Oh yeah.
And then they blindfold you, and then they pull the cookie sheets away and replace it with cookie sheets of Doritos, and you have to jump trusting that the glass won't be there.
Yeah.
And in that sense, I get it. It's a camaraderie. It's a bonding experience. Well, yeah, everybody did sense. It. You learn to trust your fraternity brothers that way, and you have a good laugh, but you really do learn to trust them.
Right.
I get that. But burying people up to their necks in the dirt and then riding motorcycles around their head while you're drunk. I don't understand that.
There's no purpose.
Yeah.
No purpose at all.
Anyway.
Yeah. Speaking of serving no purpose, we have pretty much reached that level right now.
Well, that's good.
Of not serving purposes?
Of not serving a purpose. So I think we should just fucking nip this shit in the bud.
Gentlemen, by our next podcast, I expect you all to have done your part to combat hate and gone and found a tranny to date, whether you're attracted to them or not.
Yeah, I can't. And
Matt,
do that.
Since I don't have any, Marco, do you have any? I don't think so. Matt, you're going to have to take one for the team and also cover. We're going to buy some tranny credits, like carbon credits,
yeah,
you know, where you can actually pollute, but still not do anything about it as long as you pay somebody else.
I have a way out of that because I am actually married. So that would be a violation of.
No.
That's not what the article didn't say,
except for married straight white men. It just said.
Yep. No.
On that note, how can people get a hold of us?
They can, you guys keep on sliding into those DMs on Facebook and Instagram. You can also reach me, and I promise I will get back to you. I know I'm like a week and a half behind, but you know.
You can probably already tell by looking at me that I'm.
Sorry.
What the fuck is going on over
there? Oh, that connected.
That email address is lockerroommailbag@gmail.com. You know what? We still have a voice message that we
what
were Marco fucking.
I'm gonna mute you.
boom. Well, now, yeah, that's right. Okay, so there.
You can call us at 626-692-5122 and leave a voicemail. Yes, we do have that voicemail we have to get to.
Yes, and whoever you were that sent that, we apologize, but...
It's been a week.
It's been happening. Yeah. I can't unmute Marco now.
No, he has to turn his microphone back on.
Marco, turn his microphone to zero.
I guess we'll see him in the locker room next time. See ya. So every day you have something to say. So we-